Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Jake Ferguson joined us back there at 5:35. If you want to go back and watch with the YouTube app, he was on a Zoom call with us, so that was cool. You can also watch us on Twitch and 105.3thefan.com. Let's do this. I got a long time a Cowboys writer says the Cowboys should not make a trade. We'll get to that in just a second. Can't believe he wrote this, put pen to paper. We know how he influences Jerry, or he and Jerry have a relationship going back years. So hopefully he's not influencing Jerry. But I want to take you first to the Twitter account of one John Canzano from the Oregonian. Used to work on his show. He's a columnist up there, and he uncovers stuff. He's kind of like the Pablo Torre or Don Van Natta of Oregon. And he's got text messages between defendants appearing to reference Chauncey Billups at the poker table. This was obtained from the U.S. Attorney's Office. Somebody named Sophie in New York texted, Spook and Chauncey hit two gut shots on the river against the same guy, and both calls were for over $30,000. Now, a gut shot is you have five and six, eight nines on the board. You need a seven to hit. And on the river, a seven hitting like that, I guess, would be somewhere between a 12 and 15% chance. So if you're putting in $30,000 on a 12 or 15% chance, you are either a horrible poker player or you know what card is about to come. A guy named Robert Stroud replied, the one guy on the end acted like he wanted Chauncey to have his money. He was starstruck. Yeah, I know they all were, said Sophie back. So I was thinking maybe instead of you playing, we let one of the Middle Eastern guys play. And whenever he got the winning hand, Chauncey and Spook would lose to him. Okay. And then, so you that implicates that the Blazers head coach was aware of the game that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Not just an unknowing endorser of this game. Okay, so Big Mikey then chimes in and says, guys, please let this guy win a hand. He's in for $40,000 in 40 minutes, and he will leave if he gets no traction. Somebody named G-Stacks replied, agreed. And this was about a year ago, September 26th of 2024. So that seems pretty damning if it is, you know, all those facts check out.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Yes, he is, and I wonder, I would love to know the genesis of this for him, of like what was it that got you in? Did they have something hanging over your head and it was like
That's what I was worried about that the Jules heist the other day.
Yeah.
That somebody had to do something. A mark got called in.
Here's how you're gonna pay your debt to the
this
family.
You're gonna do one more. I've watched too many of these shows, I guess, Thomas Crown Affair or whatever. You know, one more. You got one more
mission.
One more in you. That's what we're going to do. You know, and that's, I probably feel like that maybe that's, but man, it seems like to me this is something that's kind of been ongoing, right? I mean, this is not just a one-time thing.
Yeah, I mean, there was a guy, there's a podcaster, gambler guy who was talking about from like back in 2019, there was one of these kind of events, and it was like the pros that were there were losing.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, I know there's something going on here.
Yeah.
Like, this does not make any sense at all.
Yeah, that's wild. So I guess you can't rule anything out now as far as a motive on why players wouldn't get involved in this. I think number one, it's just greed. And greed is undefeated across all, you know, different kinds of people. I think that's something that unfortunately we all have in common, and only the best among us can really, you know, shut that down.
Never underestimate the other guy's greed.
Right.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. And then, you know, the other thing is just that the budget is going to swell to the extent of your resources. You know what I'm saying? So if you've been living a lifestyle for a number of years, and let's say you're bringing in $4 million, well, how much is your house payment and your car payments and your lifestyle and everything? And maybe there's an aspect of it where you're kind of living check to check and a little bit of buffer, like an extra 10 grand here, a 30 grand there. That loosens things up for you a little bit, because your monthly budget has sort of grown over a 20 or 30 year career in pro sports.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see that being the case for sure.
Okay, we have a longtime Cowboys writer says Cowboys should not make a trade. We go to D Magazine.
David Moore.
The longtime writer of the Cowboys, David Moore, he did it for a long time at the Morning News, says Jones must fight the impulse to make another splashy move. This isn't 2018 when the receiver cupboard was bare and acquiring Amari Cooper sparked a run of 7 wins in the final 8 to make the playoffs. The Cowboys can't address one defensive position that would have a comparable impact on this season. There are too many needs. That's the primary argument against making another blockbuster trade. Do you guys agree with that?
I can't say that I 100% agree with that.
I mean, you kind of went viral, 105 through the fans' Twitter account, for saying what you said yesterday about the impact Max Crosby would have on the entire defense. I think Max Crosby could make you an average defense single-handedly.
Yeah, yeah. I think there is a world where that can happen, for sure. I mean, you're going to need some other guys to continue to get going. It was nice to see Deron Bland start to find his footing a little bit over the weekend. And you have some young guys that you hope will start to develop in real time for you. But I do think that you can help everything by having a guy like a Max Crosby who is helping you in the run game, and he is helping your secondary with getting pressure on the quarterback. And not only just getting pressure, because when you look at some of the pressure numbers, the Cowboys don't look terrible. But how many times have you seen a quarterback just hold the ball, 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 and then now inevitably pressure is going to get there. And so it's like score for the pressure rate. But what about the quick pressures? Like that's something that Micah was so dominant at, where like not every pressure is created equal. The quarterback sitting back there for 4 seconds and then there's pressure, that's not the same as, oh my gosh, 2.5 seconds, under 3 seconds, I got somebody in my face.
Yeah.
And what does it do for, I mean, Osa had a really nice year last year because you had Micah being the one getting double and triple teamed. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden now you're going to get pressure from more places because Osa's not going to be seeing as many double teams. Now you got pressure in the face of the quarterback. It does help.
Yeah. That's how the Cowboys' pressures are pretty good, actually. Just the Cowboys' quarterbacks they're opposing have held onto it for so long.
Yeah, like if you look at quick pressures, that's a whole different ball game than just a run-of-the-mill pressure. Yeah. And when you look over the last couple of weeks, you'll see the pressure rate. It doesn't look that bad on paper, but you watch the games.
Yeah.
You saw it on Sunday.
Yeah.
There were plenty of times these guys had all day to throw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you look at Nick Benito for the Broncos, 16 quick pressures, and Cooper's got 6 quick pressures.
Yeah.
Just quick pressures. I mean, that's just not – that's to go along with the 36 and the 30 they already have. The quick pressures are the ones that
– That's what really short circuits a quarterback all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Now I'm having to dirt the ball or just, check it down super quick, not let the play develop. Those are the real game wreckers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It totally makes you game plan differently coming in.
I say this, and I think the reason why I absolutely try and make a deal for like a big time player, I haven't seen an offense like this here in a while.
Yes, to David Moore's point, this offense is so good. You have to find out.
Give me a chance. I don't know when I'll ever. I might not have Williams and Pickens, and I might not have all this. I might not have Dak playing at such a high level. I want him to play at a high level, but it's no guarantee. I feel like right now with the way this offense, just give me a chance with a defense that maybe could get the ball back for me two or three more times a game, or make somebody punt at least one more time. I mean, just give me an opportunity with this offense to keep playing.
Yes.
And I feel like that I'm going to win a lot more games, but I got to get some stops. And I don't know if currently, now last week against the Commanders, you got enough stops. But having somebody like one of these big-time edge rushers, and maybe this is the unfortunate thing of moving on from Micah the way they did, that you didn't probably know this offense was going to be as great as it was, and maybe you just signed Micah and said, man, we're going to take a chance to do it. But I'm making the move because I just – this offense is amazing to me.
Last year's Lions had the fifth most points per game in pro football history at 33.2. I think you could be better than that. The Chiefs in 2018 were the fourth most points per game at 35. And because the Cowboys might be playing in an area above that, one of the greatest three offenses in the history of the league, it demands that you try to find out how much better could this defense be if we add, and hey, maybe it's two players that you need to get, but there's no way if I was running this team, I would let that trade deadline pass without giving my offense a chance to go make this a historically great season, not just a historically great offense. And all of these other teams either won the championship or, you know, basically got to the NFC title game. Patriots in 07, 37 points per game. Broncos in 2013 with Peyton Manning, 38 points per game. Like, an offense like this should put you in the dance.
Yes, yes. And like you guys are saying, man, like, you're talking about taking a field goal or a touchdown off the board per game compared to what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
And you do have some reinforcements coming back. They're getting used to the defense a little bit more. You add two players. And if one of those two is like a Max Crosby level, then that could be a total difference for you.
It could. We got the C note here for you. The Cowboys news of the evening. David Moore continues. He says, public service announcement for Runaway Optimists. The Cowboys have the most difficult schedule in the league the rest of the way. They're a game and a half behind the Eagles in the division and have already lost to Philly. Mm-hmm. Nine teams in the NFC have a better record. Look, I appreciate the attempt at a dose of sobriety for a fan base and maybe a media that vacillates back and forth between optimism and the sky is falling depending on if you've won or lost. You haven't even won back-to-back games this year. I understand, but I think he's, you know, selling short what the right trade or trades could do for this football team. Joseph Hoyt's our next headline. He wrote about what George Pickens is doing in the form of penalty yardage. Four PIs for 116, talking about his ability to show his hands late, which is an underrated skill we haven't talked a lot about. Says he gets excited facing man coverage, which Denver will play a lot of this weekend, Brian.
Yes, second most in the league.
Brian looked at the Broncos defense for you. If you want to go back there and listen to that, it's at 340 every day in Krusty's Corner. Pickens against Surtain last year, it was two catches for 29 yards, but a 51-yard catch over Surtain was nullified by a hold. A 6-yard touchdown was nullified by a Van Jefferson offensive pass interference, and he did draw a 37-yard DPI on Surtain. If Surtain is with Pickens, how much more consideration are you giving going to the other side? Are you treating it like a normal matchup, Brian?
Well, if I tell you what, are you saying that you think that if he travels with Pickens?
Yeah.
I'm, you know what? I told you this, though. I kind of feel like, let's go. I'm okay. I know that Surtain is one of these guys that can be very, very rare the way he plays. But I also feel like that he is, the reputation of him is really very strong, and it's good. He's a good player, but I still think there's ways to make plays on him. I do, and I think Dallas has the guys that can do that. When you talk about Lamb and Pickens, and I don't make your offense one side of the field. Just don't take opportunities to attack these guys. You saw what happens when they attacked Sauce Gardner a little bit. You know, there's these guys that have that kind of ability, but I think Dallas has got the offensive weapons and the quarterback that can throw the ball to where it needs to be thrown. The tight window throws, you can still make plays. I'm not shying away from that.
He allowed just 306 receiving yards in 2024 as the nearest defender.
Yeah.
Last game against Jamar Chase, 3 of 6 for 27 yards when Surtain was covering.
Yeah.
Versus DK Metcalf, 4 targets, 3 catches, 29 yards. Mike Evans, 3 targets, 2 catches, 17 yards. You'd rather go with him in single coverage than a bracket with Lamb?
No, I would try. Like I said, I'm not afraid to go at him. And the quarterbacks that you named, like, you know, was Browning was the quarterback there at Cincinnati, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, yeah, you're talking about jobber quarterbacks. They're trying to, you know, attack these guys. You got a quarterback that's playing great. I think you just can't make yourself one dimensional and say, oh, we're just going to go away from him the whole game. You know, I think that if the opportunity presents itself, give it a go.
We have Trayvon Diggs in concussion protocol still. Do you consider him out at this point against Denver?
I think this late in the campaign, I would say yes.
All righty.
Don't know that for sure, but I think when you start to get to Thursday, Friday, yeah, that could be a problem.
All right, it's G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. A big football Friday tomorrow. Stephen Jones will be joining us at 3 o'clock. Of course, we'll have what you drinking and what you thinking, and we'll be getting ready for another Mavs game as they'll take on the Washington Wizards tomorrow night at the AAC, trying to shake off the stink of watching Wemby go for 40 and 15 with just 3 blocks. Seemed like he had a much bigger defensive impact than that. But this guy led the league in blocks last year with, like, what, 45 games played?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
And, you know, I think with Cooper Flagg, to start your career like that, it was a little bit of a disappointment. He had, like, 30 family and friends. They kept cutting to his mom and dad sitting there courtside. I felt bad for them. They looked like they were anxious. But he got it going in the second half. And 10 points, that's right in line with, you know, some of the greatest players that have debuted. I'm confident in him, but I think the biggest takeaway from last night for me is just how concerning is this defense, and are they going to be a good defense? I agree with the premise. You're going to have to be one of the best teams, maybe the best, if you plan to make the playoffs with the lack of offensive creativity they got in that lineup.
Yeah, I mean, you come into the season feeling good about your big men, the rim protection, but if your perimeter defense and your point of attack defense is going to be that bad and your bigs are going to get in foul trouble that quickly,
yeah,
it's all going to fall apart on you. Your whole plan just goes right down the drain.
And maybe the whistle was a little tight.
Yeah, I mean, you could make that argument for a handful of those calls, but, I mean, that's going to happen a lot.
Real quick, before we get to the sports hodgepodge, I do want to congratulate soccer fans in America as Leo Messi has decided we're good enough. He has done an extension through the end of the 2028 MLS season.
There you go.
29 goals in 28 games for Miami this year, and they're getting ready for round one of the playoff series against Nashville. That's tomorrow at Chase Stadium as the club's looking for their MLS Cup. That'll be fun to watch.
Chase Stadium in Miami? We don't know where Chase Stadium is.
Yeah,
sometimes we say these names and we're like, I used to know where all these stadiums were, the names of them, and now I just have no clue. I have no clue.
Looks like you got Chase Field in Arizona and Chase Stadium in Miami, Florida.
There you go.
It's a home game for them. FC Dallas getting ready for the playoffs as well. Salute to them. Chief, what do we got next?
Sports hodgepodge. More observations from the Mavs opening night disaster class. And we play a new iteration of our Manson versus Missoula game. Tonight, we play simply coach or killer. Next and then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nation. Welcome back, Nation. Okay, look at this. We're already at 625. Fan After Dark's coming up at 7 o'clock with Fred and Blake. Of course, every day at 520, we hit the expressway brought to you by the on-time experts. You don't want to miss that. We go commercial-free 520 to 6 o'clock every day with LA Live at the G-Bag of the Day. Segment here brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., you'll get Jerry Jones on with Sean and RJ doing a makeup after he tried to join him Tuesday from the plane. Pretty cool to get a phone call from the plane, but didn't work
out
too well.
Yeah, it didn't. Do we have a winner, by the way, in the G-Bag? It was a vote off there. Did we hear it?
Oh, that's
your
a good question.
Your boy Wolchuk pulled through.
Did he pull through?
Yeah. Update.
Updating the update. Thank you, Lucius. Appreciate that.
Congrats to Wolchuk and condolences to Fred, who I'm sure is happy he doesn't have to hear that clip again. Here's the chief of the hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. I was reminded why, the Mavericks just frustrate me so much.
That was hard to watch.
That was tough. And we have a brand new game, Volume 2, right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening
to it? Well, it is the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, you rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Little shock jack stuff.
Okay, I was reminded how much I hate the Mavericks last night. I mean, one, just seeing Sean Sweeney on that sideline really ticked me off. He's now a Spur. You can see the defense, the level up, all because, what, probably a few dollars. They didn't want to pony up when we have just a monstrosity of dollars flowing through the bank accounts of the Adelsons. They're going to let that guy slip away. Bleep you. Then you have the Fire Nico fan. Just simply, Fire Nico.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a sign that said Fire Nico on it. And you're going to kick him out of the arena. It's just another example of their foolishness. And after the game, it's crazy. Jason Kidd, when asked about what went wrong defensively, quote, our offense, it starts offensively.
Okay.
After you trade away Luka Doncic.
The old got to make shots. Yeah. You get those long kick-out rebounds. They're in transition. Oh, we couldn't help it.
It's like, all right, yeah, our offense was a problem. Our offense was so bad that we couldn't do the defense wins championship things because we don't really have a dynamo scorer, even though we want to pretend like Anthony Davis is supposed to be that guy.
We need to get one of those Britt Brown knee braces over there on Kyrie, get that thing back.
Yeah.
Get him going like tomorrow.
An example of how bad the Mavericks offense was last night. Yeah. Our buddy Tim Cato. The Mavs shot quality last night per tracking data was the worst they've generated in any game across the past 7 seasons.
Wow.
That's not...
I wonder what the common theme was there.
Yeah, you don't have anybody that can break down the defense or get you easy shots. Everything's a struggle.
Is that why you're laughing over there?
You got finishers out there. like how you could have seen last year go without Kyrie Irving. I mean, even with Kyrie, you were at a playmaking deficiency. Then he gets hurt, and you get to see it for 20 games, and you're like, let's run that back, but add D'Angelo Russell and Ryan Nembhard.
Gosh. How about Klay Thompson? I get a sore throat watching Klay Thompson play basketball.
Just from feeling his age?
Just
the strain on the cardio?
Yeah, and just wanting to scream at the television.
Yeah, the screaming part, yeah.
You know? It's like, that dude, it's watched Chronicles just developing right in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
Tough to watch.
It was a great run when he was at the top of his game. He was an incredible player.
And I really like him. You know, he's awesome. Seems like a really fun dude. And probably a great leader. Cooper Flagg seems to love him. He's sharing wisdom, but right now all he's bringing is intangibles. That's it.
Yeah, and a smoke show to the arena.
That is also true.
Got to weigh that in.
Then you have, actually, I do want to just point out.
You say weigh that in, I was thinking an anchor.
This is probably a bad take, but I was watching those Cooper Flagg Hezzy shoes that we were making fun of.
Yeah.
They were grown on me.
Oh, come on, bro.
I know.
That's weed.
I'm ashamed.
You need some sleep. You're talking crazy right now. You need a nap.
I was like, he's not even playing well, and I don't know why.
Yeah, you carried him into the arena?
I don't know what it is about those shoes, but they started to grow on me.
Tripping.
Now, we also have the numbers. You mentioned Wembanyama, and it was like 3 blocks, but it felt more devastating. His presence.
103.
Victor Wembanyama held Mavs players last night to 4 of 17 from the field and 0 for 3 from the three-point line.
Okay, that's more what it felt like.
Yes, his presence alone was just like, it was honestly hilarious to watch PJ Washington get jobbed on the pump fake there from Wemby, as if he was going to block his shot.
I mean, you got to go Jordan rules on him.
You just got to get nasty physical.
His MVP odds are exploding. Cooper Flagg is still the favorite to win Rookie of the Year somehow, even though VJ Edgecombe went off last night at 35.
Sixers.
They came down a little bit.
VJ Edgecombe, 76er.
Where's number 77?
He has 5 3-pointers now to his career, which is tied for former 76er Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons. I knew it.
For his entire career, Edgecombe just went ahead and banged 5 threes last night to tie it up with one of the more ridiculous stories of a player, Ben Simmons. Yeah, Edgecombe was unbelievable. 34 points, third most ever by a rookie in his NBA debut. Dude came out of the gates on fire. He really did. Okay. You guys liked that game last night, huh?
Yeah.
Missoula versus Manson?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
It has me concerned for those folks up there in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially in the locker room with that man every day. Yeah. Don't make any mistakes, bro.
Hotels. Yeah. Airplanes.
Oh, my God. Hotels?
Hotels. He comes knock on your door.
Yeah, you look behind the shower curtain. Coach, you there? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Honey, I'm home.
Don't they have, like, can't they do, like, brain tests of, like, just to, like, see if you're a psycho? Even if you don't use your psychotic nature for devastating violence. I think he qualifies.
I think he'd pass it too.
Yeah.
Like those lie detector tests, he'll study them, stay calm, learn how to lie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your heart rate won't go up. You've told that lie so many times that you're just numb.
For Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs.
Yes. Yeah. Missoula's got some of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what we've found over the years is perhaps many coaches have a little bit of that to their game.
They do.
So the new iteration of Manson versus Missoula is just simply by reading quotes, and we decide whether or not it's a coach or a killer. So this could be any killer throughout time. This could be any coach throughout time.
Okay.
Are you ready to play the game?
I'm locked in.
Yeah, ready to roll.
We start. Quote, kill one, and you might as well kill 21. Brian Broaddus.
That is a that's a killer.
Yeah, that sounds like a justification from one BTK.
Yeah.
Sounds like a BTK.
Mm-hmm.
Lucius?
It's got to be a coach of some sort.
No, Lucius, don't go there.
Because the 21, right? You kill one, you might as well kill 21. How many plays are on a football field?
22.
Kill one, you might as well kill 21.
Kill the other, okay.
But it is, in fact, a killer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is scary.
This is very 1950s. They're interviewing one of these guys, you know? Yeah.
Eileen Wuornos? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was Mark Martin.
Oh, okay. The NASCAR driver?
Turned killer.
Viagra car?
The Viagra car, yeah.
All right, let's see. The next
one.
You
kill one, you might as well kill 22.
Yeah.
Damn, man was addicted.
That's very much, somebody from deep south.
Maybe. That's what people say about beers, well, you know.
Yeah.
Pringles chips.
Hard to get out of that can. They're hard to get out of that can without
you
getting hurt.
You can't stop.
What are you doing?
All right, Coach or Killer here. You can play along at 877-881-1053. Let's see here. Which one do I want to rock with? We will go with this one right here. If I'm going to taste death, you're coming with me.
It's Coach.
Okay, Dawson.
Yeah.
Feels good about the Coach. Lucius?
Yeah, it's Coach before a bowl game.
If I'm going to taste death, you're coming with me?
Yes.
That's a killer.
That would be Mr. Joe Mazzulla.
No! Wow.
Holy really? Crap.
I think he was actually talking about being in a fight with Jaylen Brown, his own player.
Ouch. Okay.
Wow.
Did that happen?
No, it didn't happen, but like the hypothetical fight situation. So yeah, that was Joe Mazzulla.
Wow.
Who got that right? I guess Dawson did.
Two, both of them did. Lucius said.
Oh, you went with Coach Lou?
I said bowl.
Oh, yeah, you said bowl game.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You nailed it. But, well, I mean, kind of.
No, you got it right.
I didn't know it was that crazy fool again.
Yeah, he's a different animal, man. He really is. Okay, Coach or Killer, 877-881-1053. Here we go. You get in trouble following yourself around.
Oh, that's clearly a coach.
Following yourself around.
Yeah.
That's coach.
Yeah, that's not like prime time. Yeah.
It is not prime, but it is a coach.
Rick Neuheisel.
Billy Martin.
Oh, the manager? Ooh. The old manager from the Yankees and the A's?
Yeah. We are doing all sports here.
Yeah.
All sports.
That was the number one impersonated manager in my household for his epic umpire rants.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he'd come flying out of that thing like George Brett. Yeah. Big old wad of tobacco on his cheek, giving these managers hell, kicking dirt on him. He had all the bits.
Okay, here we go. Quote, weak-minded people are easily influenced. Strong-minded people, can't break their will.
Oh, okay. That's a coach. We don't want no softies around here.
Lucius?
Man, if a killer said that, I'm just more terrified. Can't break their will?
Yeah, strong-minded people, terrified. You can't break their will.
That better be a coach.
Man, okay. This seems like a setup. I'm going to sacrifice a chance here and say that was a killer.
Point for Bronis.
Oh, my God, that's scary.
Lee Boyd Malvo.
Oh, he's the guy. Was that the guy who did the off the bridges, the sniper in Washington D.C.?
No, that doesn't seem like that would be his M.O.
That's not a wheel breaking thing.
Yeah,
that's a surprise. You're dead.
Yeah,
Malvo. I thought Malvo was the Washington
might have been
freeway killer.
But this is a guy that wants to see you suffer and beg for your life. He's trying to break your will.
He's a strangler.
Yes.
Is that okay? Hang on here. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
Who was it? Do you know?
Chief? I'm looking myself.
Yeah, the Malvo guy.
Yeah, I'm looking who it was. I'm looking what he did.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what his game was, but he was a killer. Lee Boyd Malvo.
He was the Beltway sniper.
Wow, Broadus.
Yeah.
Boy, you say you know your killers. You know your killers.
I like the band, the killers.
That doesn't sound like a wheel-breaking thing.
Yeah.
No.
I'm a sniper. I'm sneaky on you. You're unless pumping you're gas, to, and next thing you know, you're
Beltway killer. That's good job, Dawson. Thanks.
Well, you, I guess you're trying to intimidate the public.
Okay.
Break their will.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was getting... picking off people at gas stations.
And he recruited a kid. Was it his son?
No, I don't think it was his son. I think it was an accomplice. That
so, yeah. He, right, dog. He recruited a kid.
He recruited a kid.
My man had some game. Yeah. Hey, so I do this little thing. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Grooming serial killers. Yep. That's wild.
You ever heard of murder?
Thank you, Bobby Belt, for saying I was right.
Nailed it.
Bobby tried to.
I'll never doubt you again, Brian.
No, no, no. There's some names I do remember. Not all of them, but that one I do remember.
877-881-1053.
Terrifying going on there in the DMV.
Yeah, yeah. Like, because people were getting out of their cars and, like, you know, moving all crazy like.
Exactly.
Like zigzagging or something. Yeah.
Zigzagging along. Yeah.
We had a serial killer in my hometown of Vancouver, Washington. I was like 14 years old. This guy was kidnapping kids out of movie theaters.
Oh, jeez. No,
yeah.
No.
The Camus movie theater right there, like 10 miles from my house.
No.
It was wild, the stories. And he hung a few years after that. He actually requested to be killed as soon as possible to get the demons out of his head.
Please.
Yeah.
Did he run up some numbers?
No, he didn't do too many. It was under 10.
Under 10?
Didn't hit double digits. It's a little weak.
Oof.
All right, final.
Yeah, he tried to get a kid, and the kid was, like, fighting with him. And the employees were like, what's going on?
Good.
So they kind of followed him out to his car.
Nice. Okay. All right, final one here. Coach or Killer, 877-881-1053. Quote, everyone has the desire to take one's anger and frustration upon someone else. Everyone has the desire to take out one's anger and frustration upon someone else.
Everyone has a desire.
Coach or killer?
You can't speak for everyone, first of all.
That's coaching right
there. Ed Gain right there.
That's coaching, yeah. That's coaching.
Lucius?
Killer.
Killer.
Killer. David Berkowitz.
Oh, son of Sam?
He was wild, dude.
This dude brought us some killers.
Am I right about that, Dawson?
Yeah. I think this was like one of the original haters, right? He would roll up on people that were making out in their cars and shoot them, right?
Yep. David, son of Sam. Mm.
The original incel killer, maybe.
What a hater.
He was, dude.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's another scary fam.
I need a shower after this game.
It's a little bit bone chilling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sam.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the fan. Fred and Blake are in the bullpen throwing heat as we speak. They'll be into crosstalk with us next year in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the GBAC Nation here on The Fan. Big day tomorrow. Jerry Jones will be on with Sean and RJ at 9 a.m. Stephen Jones on with us at 3 o'clock. Of course, it'll be a What You Drinking, What You Thinking Friday. Then you get your Fan After Dark guys, and they're here with us now. Fred and Blake, gentlemen, good evening.
How are you guys?
Amazing. You have a good day?
Yeah, it was a good day. It was a good day. By the way, you guys did that VHS date thing earlier.
Yeah.
Tina Terranova.
Yeah.
You know that's fake? You know that's AI?
Yeah.
Man, I was so devastated when I found that out because I really thought
that was one of them, huh?
And it was fun to watch. You know, these people are unhinged. And then you find out she was the one that I knew, okay, this is not.
Yeah.
This isn't normal.
There's a few more that's kind of crazy, too. Yeah. I got them on deck. But since you said it's fake now, I might not play it then. Thank you. Appreciate it, fam.
Way to step on my dope. Glad to call you out. Glad to call you out. Look, got to keep people honest around
here.
Stepped
on my product there, fam. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Right. Keeping you on your toes, Lucius. Keeping you on your toes. That's what I'm here to do.
Yes, sir. And in Rock the House for 4 hours coming up, 7 to 11. How rigged is the NBA? How faked
Uber,
is the NBA?
This is
a fun
rigged.
Time, man.
I love it. I'm here for it.
Got people getting arrested, unders hitting. Apparently, people are digging up old tweets. That was all my social media of other people talking about taking Terry Rozier's under or different athletes talking about betting in any capacity. So I don't know if this is going to be something funny that just happens for a week and we drop it, or if this is like a full-blown investigation where we're looking at every detail and did this happen because of this and did that happen because of that? Because the FBI is involved. This isn't just, obviously, NBA thing. Got our boy Patel making speeches on my TikTok about it. So,
but can we get the Epstein files? Okay.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me we can nab Chauncey Billups, but yet we can't find Epstein?
Yeah.
Come on.
We got to be protecting rich people, not investigating
not exposing
them.
That's
I think that's the big key.
Chauncey's not rich enough. That's the problem.
No.
And it's interesting that the NBA seems to have been kind of hands off with this one. They don't really want to find any problem, kind of like the Astros MLB.
do y'all not realize
well, they gave Terry Rozier the all clear?
Well,
I know.
He
that's
got
ridiculous.
Terry got pulled from a game at some point last season and then missed the rest of the season due to injuries. And a lot of people thought he was injured.
The NBA came out and said, he's on it because he's on the Heat's roster now. Yeah. He's got a hamstring injury.
The NBA, I think, kind of pulled a little, something is going on. We're not going to discipline you, but just we don't need you playing games anymore. What's it called? Being on the commissioner's list, but unofficially, kind of is what happened with Terry last year. He's not injured.
Yeah, but then they quietly took him off of it, though.
Yeah.
Because they were too busy sending Cooper Flagg to the Mavericks.
I mean, the money is just so good from the gamblers.
Apparently, he got $200K. To his house.
But here's the thing, though. The deal with Chauncey, though, and this actually, it did kind of give me a warm fuzzy a little bit, was that he was just running an illegal poker game. Okay? I can live with that. I would much rather have my superstars doing illegal, illicit gambling in, dark places as opposed to selling out games.
Well, yeah, but there's been a little bit of a turn on that too, because I started the show thinking about that, but now
he did say something like, "Hey, my guy's hurt." Da da da. Yeah, he got skids a little bit.
It was a coach. Okay. There's a couple instances of him pulling out his best players in a tight game, and doing a little tanky tank.
Did Chauncey go the Pete Rose route?
Yeah, I mean this feels like it's
lifetime
absolutely
banned.
On this level.
Yeah.
Then the poker game stuff, it looked like he was involved in
getting Molly's Game vibes.
Absolutely.
You seen that movie?
Incredible, dude.
I've heard a lot about it.
Bro, Jessica Chastain? What?
You're probably the best person to comment on this, Gavin, being a poker fan and player yourself, and then obviously with the Portland, Oregon connection with Chauncey, how devastating.
Are you mad you don't have those glasses?
The poker community?
You looked up to him, right?
Oh, I think it's more devastating for the poker community than the Portland Trailblazers community. Yeah. I think they might be kind of celebrating this because they've wanted a head coach. They thought Chauncey was going to be out after last year, but I don't know. I think that if you're playing in a private live game where it's unregulated and you're kind of getting feelings like, wow, why am I always unlucky here? I've never won here.
Never won one time.
It seems like they know what my cards are and I don't kind of have the same success rate. You can't prove anything, but I would never go back to that game.
Isn't that part of the gig with poker? Intuition? What? Shouldn't I leave?
Get,
Yes. I've seen rounders.
Yes. I'm going to lean on that. Y'all, too. What do we think these, and like I said, the information might already be out there. I'm just not aware. Were these poker games like 10 people, just close friends, or was this public, a lot of people coming through like event space that Chauncey was doing?
I don't know how big the game was. Okay. I just saw some text messages going around with the organizers of it, and it was released from the Attorney General's office. Like John Canzano and the Oregonians, a decent account to look up because he's got the receipts, basically, of them implicating Chauncey Billups and at least one other guy in the league.
These big dollar poker games probably don't have a lot of participants, right? Probably a very selective group of guys or gals.
Yeah, it could be a one table game.
Like, are we thinking it's an NBA circle type people that are at? There was at the Chauncey.
Well, they use Chauncey as the face to get famous people to come in.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's the trickle effect.
I guarantee A-Rod was in one of these games.
It's not regular people at these games.
No, these are big dogs.
Regular rich people.
Yeah,
but I'm saying had that trickle effect where we might see other people get in trouble.
Probably the folks with courtside seats, big dollar sponsors, you know, big fans of the Pistons.
Other athletes. I mean, look, don't you think it's a little interesting that Gilbert Arenas got nabbed a month and a half ago, and now all of a sudden this hits?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Just saying.
He was cleared of all things, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he was.
I would just disappear. There's just a lot going on. Josina Anderson did tweet out today, though.
Yeah.
Josina, don't fret, people. Apparently, a basketball GM told her, Chauncey Billups is one of the best people that you'll ever meet. He'll be fine.
All right. Looking forward to that.
I don't know how that factors into the justice system. Because I know I still got DUIs, and I thought I was a pretty nice guy back in the day. So
again, I'd vouch for you.
We'll have to see how influential is with judges. Thank you, guys. Have a great show. After Dark coming up 7 to 11 for Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup Master Control for Eric Chiafalo. We missed Wolchuk today. He was filling in for a sick Corey Majors on KNC, and he might be back there tomorrow. But, of course, we'll have a full Football Friday for you. For Broadus, I'm Dawson. Till tomorrow, you're going home with the Nation. At ease.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.